The questions you always had. The answers you were never given. The place to seek the truth. Welcome to Veritas.
Tonight on Veritas, we dive headfirst into a reality stranger than fiction. A world where the boundaries of nature and technology blur, and the human body itself becomes a battleground. Our guest has dedicated her life to exposing the forces at play behind the scenes, from the skies above to the cellular depths within us. Ilana Freeland has pulled back the curtain on a shadowy world of geoengineering, electromagnetic weapons, and synthetic biology, revealing a dystopian reality that isn't just a distant threat, but an immediate and dire crisis. Imagine a world where the weather can be controlled at the flick of a switch, where electromagnetic frequencies can infiltrate your mind, and where invisible nanocircuitry is growing within your nervous system, hijacking your very thoughts. This is not the stuff of sci-fi nightmares, it's the here and now. Ilana warns us that 60% of Marines under military care are showing signs of their nervous systems being overtaken by nanotechnology, linking it to the ominous rise of 6G wireless technologies poised to manipulate human behavior on an unprecedented scale. We're talking about a stealth invasion, where every breath we take is tainted with synthetic particles, and every thought we have could be influenced by unseen forces. But what drives this dark transformation? Why are governments, corporations, and shadowy institutions pushing humanity toward a future where we are not just monitored, but potentially controlled, down to the molecular level? Ilana's research sheds light on the autonomous system numbers tied to our digital and biological identities, hinting at a world where human beings could be tracked and manipulated in real time. The implications are chilling, a future where free will is compromised and the essence of what makes us human is rewritten by technology. We're entering an age where nature is no longer just a backdrop, but a weapon, where the sky above us is no longer a protector, but a silent enforcer of an electromagnetic grid. Ilana Freeland's groundbreaking investigations expose how the Space Fence, a global network of ionospheric heaters, satellites, and radars, acts as a digital prison, locking us into a controlled environment. And it's not just those who are vaccinated. This technology is creeping into all of us, integrating with our biology, whether we consent or not. Tonight, Ilana will take us on a journey into the dark heart of these technologies, challenging everything we think we know about the world around us. From the infiltration of our nervous systems to the manipulation of our skies, Ilana Freeland's insights will force us to confront the uncomfortable truth that the battle for control isn't just over our land, air, and data. It's over our very humanity. Prepare yourself for an unsettling look into our engineered future, where every line between human and machine is being crossed, and the fight for our souls is more urgent than ever. Ilana Freeland is coming up next.
Welcome to the Veritas Project. I'm your host, Mel Hostelrich. If this is your first time listening, welcome home. To access tonight's full interview and all of our exclusive material, simply join the Veritas Plus family by clicking on the subscribe button at veritasproject.com. And while you're there, don't forget to check out the Veritas store for a range of great products, including focused life force energy. Experience the power of FLFE with a 15-day free trial today. No credit card required. If you're looking to get in touch with me, have a guest suggestion, or would like to provide feedback, simply click on the contact button on our website. Your thoughts and ideas are always appreciated. So sit back, relax, and enjoy tonight's program. And our website is ilanafreeland.com. And directly from the Pacific Northwest, I'd like to welcome Ilana Freeland. Hello, Ilana. Welcome back. How are you?
Oh, hello, Mel. So good to be with you again.
It's my pleasure. And by the way, I'm looking at your pendant there, and I have a similar pendant. I forgot where I got it, but it's the same.
The what one that pendant you are you looking at?
The one, that the circle one that you have, the one that you're wearing.
Oh, yes. This was recommended by Tom Cowan, MD, as being, it's called the biogeometry.
Yes.
And it is to protect me from all the different frequencies that are barraging me all the time, no matter how careful I am. So yeah, it's great. And I do what it says. Of course, I can't see the wonders that it's doing, but I trust Tom. I know he's done his homework. And you see the little thing that goes with it, though, Mel. You see this little thing here?
That I do not have, but I have the other. And now I remember where I got it. It was two great individuals that I interviewed many years ago on my Sanitas show. And they're the actual people behind biogeometry.
Oh, my gosh.
Yes, yes. The names will come up to mind shortly. I'm trying to get them. But,
and you should check on this because Tom indicates that this has to go with the other. They have to be together. So I that's all I know. I'm just a follower here.
It's Dr. Ibrahim Karim and Dr. Pier Paolo Alberghini. They are the ones behind biogeometry. Two great people. But I'm so glad to have you back. I can't believe it's been 3 years already. A lot of things are happening. And what many people thought continues to be science fiction, now they think, really, this is really happening. We're breathing it. It's not just the, and I'm going to say that not the people that got the arm candy, if you know what I mean. It's everybody. We're breathing it. Can you just give us a recap of what you've been studying in the last 3 years?
Yes. I came out with the third book in 2021, and the title of that one is Geoengineered Transhumanism. And what I was looking at were the various sciences that we, to this day, tend to look at as all being separate. So say you have an activism that is on fire for in exposing electromagnetism and its impact on the brain. Besides electromagnetism, now you know there's a thing called nanotechnology, which you learn enough about to realize that this is of concern as well. And then you find out about the chemical trails and therefore the chemicals that are coming down and that we're all breathing every day, 24/7. And you realize that these sciences are all consolidating in some very scary overlap of what we can't see. It's like with electromagnetism, you can't really see those waves. You can't really see how many are piling up in your apartment or your home, but you've read enough about it to know that the 5G is very different from the 4G and that the 6G is different from the 5G, et cetera. So you know just a modicum to realize each one of these separately and the concern that has to do with each one separately. But what you don't realize is that they're all converging and working together in one whole science. And I'll tell you, the name of that science is geoengineering. That is the one. And it has taken over our environment. We've been told that it's to help us with the climate change, with the extreme weather, with global warming, whatever the terms are. They're all a cover story for something entirely different. So now I've put together four books on geoengineering, each book having able to understand a certain level. And then once that level is filled in, I then realize, okay, then there's this next level. I have to deal with that in another book. And then there's another level. And where it really got very dicey for me in a human sensibility way, I guess, Mel, is when I realized the relationship between what's coming down from the sky and its relationship with what people are receiving in their arms as inoculations. That was when I realized I was dealing with the same perpetrators, the military, the U.S. government, and big pharma and big medicine, if you will, same ones are behind what's coming down from the sky as what's going into people's bodies. So that's when I realized how big this is. And as soon as I saw how big it was, I knew who I had to look at. And that was the same people I ended up looking at in the other three books, which was Operation Paperclip, Nazis brought into the United States at the end of World War II, and basically given carte blanche over many of our labs, military and civilian, and that I then needed to spell out for the citizen who needs to protect himself, herself, their children, their grandchildren, with knowledge, not with somebody telling me what to do. And if you push this button or you take this pill, you'll be fine. Not that kind of stuff. I don't do doctors. I don't do the medical industry. Have not all my life. Instead, we need to think our way through this. We need knowledge for that. We need to understand how this technology works that we have not been told is happening. And that's what the books are all about. And that's what I've been doing since the last time I was on your show.
Well, I think the words autonomy, sovereignty, they just hate those words. But let me just take a quick parenthesis. I mentioned to you before we started that I wanted to discuss this first. And I don't want to get political, because this applies to everybody, whether you're left, right, up or down, doesn't matter. But right. I got this here. Breaking. RFK Jr. just announced that on day one of Trump's second term, they will sign a national emergency declaration to begin the war against big pharma and food corporations to fight the chronic disease epidemic. We're going to get the fluoride out of the water. We're going to get the chemicals out of the food. We're going to get the chemtrails out, the chemicals out of the chemtrails. We really will see the greatest revival in American history once the corruption is cleared. Can we just skip to January 20th, 2025, I say? So the question is, do you think this is pie in the sky? A politician promising something that will ever, never be delivered? Or do we see promise at the end of the tunnel?
Well, with Bobby Kennedy, I have a soft spot in my heart for him because of my own relationship with the Kennedy assassination. When, if you recall, I'm sure I must have told you, when I was 16 years old, I was chosen to go to Girls Nation in Washington, D.C., and during that, at the end of that week, we, the Girls Nation girls and the Boys Nation boys, we all had tea with John Kennedy in the Rose Garden. And it was a memorable afternoon. And 3 months later, he was dead. And I was then invited back to the civic groups that had paid for my trip to Washington to give my own eulogy for President Kennedy. So I would say, in all honesty, the death of President Kennedy and of Martin Luther King and Robert Kennedy, these deaths, I call them the three kings, these deaths have overshadowed my entire life. So as Bobby was running for president, I listened to some of his stories that he was telling. He was bringing it all back. All that we're not supposed to think about, all that we're supposed to think is in the past and has nothing to do with what's going on now. When the truth is, those of us who can think, and I'm definitely one of those people, we know better. We know that what we're seeing today would probably not have occurred had that those deaths not been perpetrated from the inside. So I can only hope. I sent Bobby a book, my third book, Geoengineered Transhumanism. I hope he got it. I hope he's taken a peek through some of the chapters. It's a long book. I don't expect that he's read the whole thing, but that he understands how much is at stake due to the geoengineering going on. And if he is really serious about that, I know he's going to face some definite opposition to that, because that one piece, the geoengineering piece, is crucial to total control over society. So I hope he knows the battle he's getting into.
I'm glad you just said that, because the way I see it, this to me is parallel to JFK looking into Dimona in, you know, what country, and looking into this. The fact that the word chemtrails are coming out of his mouth in a political arena now gives me a lot of hope, because if they can look over the chemtrails and the poisons in our food, and the fact that they've admitted that a lot of these poisons are only here, and some of these General Mills and some of the other companies, they export their products, they remove those poisons when they sell it to Europe, but not here. And that tells me that the military-industrial complex and big pharma complex are married.
Yes. Yes, and I'm just finishing a book now that talks exactly in detail about how the biowarfare was pursued in this country thanks to one particular virologist who was from Nazi Germany, and that would be Eric Traub. Had it not been for his genius, his deviant genius, I must say, in microbiology, I do not think we would be in the position we're in now regarding the jab or regarding what we are breathing in on a nanoscale from the chemical trails overhead. And just to save us from that, I mean, that would be near a miracle to me, Mel, after all these years. I've been 15 years in this, slogging away at these books, trying to get the word out while I'm being constantly marginalized by the powers that be to make sure that I am not, that people don't know about me and definitely don't take me seriously.
So you also censorship, shadow banned, and the whole thing. I mean, the algorithm is all over us. But as they say, there's always more flack over the target. Before we began, you sent me an email, and you mentioned of a medical officer currently serving at Camp Pendleton, I believe, San Diego, who tells him that 60% of vaxxed recipients under his care, also known as Marines, are developing a syndrome whereby it appears that their nervous systems are being hijacked by the vax nanocircuitry, which he fears will enable this 6G wireless takeover of their thoughts and actions. He says he can't figure it out how it works. Can you comment on this?
Oh, yes. This is that's why I sent it to you, Mel. It's one of the biggest factors going on that, again, you're not going to see it in the mainstream media, which is completely corporate and completely taken over. But you can look at places where we are talking about certain very brave doctors, medical researchers who are examining what is in the blood and what they're coming up with, which for me, with all the research I've done, all the papers I've read, all the patents, was no surprise. They are finding many artifacts in the blood, in live blood analysis, that has to do with the fact that some sort of communication technology is in the jab. And I don't know if it's in everyone. I don't know if it's in every batch, but it is in enough of it that they are finding again and again what looks to be a lot of crystals forming in the blood. They're self-assembling. They're self-replicating. This is what a lot of doctors and others involved in big pharma really don't want us looking at and understanding is in the blood, because what it constitutes is basically another human rights violation, in that people's blood is under assault, so that they have these artifacts in the blood. From crystals to what looks for all the world like devices, computer parts, routers, circuit boards, You name it, all on a tiny scale. You could not see these with the physical eye. You would need the sophistication of the most modern
Thank you for listening. To unlock the full 2-hour interview, including video formats, downloads, transcripts, exclusive articles, and more, subscribe to Veritas Plus now. Gain access to our entire archive dating back to 2008. Just click subscribe at veritasproject.com. To listen to the rest and access all of our exclusive material, head over to the Veritas Plus member section or click the subscribe button at veritasproject.com. Don't forget to visit the Veritas store for a range of great products, including focused life force energy. Experience the benefits with a 15-day free trial of FLFE today. No credit card required. If you'd like to get in touch with me, be a guest on the program, have a guest suggestion, or want to provide feedback, just click the contact button on our website at veritasproject.com. Thank you for listening to The Veritas Project, because you don't want to believe, you want to know. What are you waiting for? Subscribe now at veritasproject.com.